Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CMN Momentum 2020 Online is the unique event for ministry-minded Catholics. Join us July 15th and 16th and jumpstart your good work for God. This two-day event offers best practice conference presenters and a virtual trade show. Also included are film screenings, music guests, and even a pro-life voter town hall. CMN is where Catholic businesses and nonprofits, leaders and volunteers, are empowered with practical hope and help during these hard times. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register today. Your Catholic organization can join Catholic Marketing Network so you and four members of your team can attend Momentum 2020 for free. In addition to free access, a $75 CMN membership provides year-round benefits for Catholic schools, nonprofits, church fundraising teams, retailers, and more. Visit CatholicMarketing.com and register, and get ready to build professional and personal momentum.
Grace Murray Hopper said, "The most dangerous phrase a manager can use is 'we've always done it that way.'" Still, not everyone is open to accepting a better way to do things. In this episode of By Your Life, we discuss how continuous improvement is good for business and for our lives. Welcome to the 119th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hutteman, and I know you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, to support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Grace Murray Hopper was an American computer scientist and a United States Navy Rear Admiral. She was a pioneer in computer science, and her work was central to the development and adoption of COBOL, one of the foundational high-level programming languages. Hopper said the most dangerous phrase a data processing manager can use is, "We've always done it that way." In 1981, almost 40 years ago, she said, "Kids know what's happening. They're up on technology. Lots of bright youngsters aren't hampered by the way we've always done this. It won't work, or I've never heard of it." Just watch any two-year-old take selfies on a smartphone, and you know that Grace Hopper was right, and still is. In the early 1990s, I worked in new business planning and development in the telecommunications industry when virtual reality was in its infancy and video on demand was being delivered to pilot neighborhoods by a guy behind the scenes who was putting VHS tapes into a video cassette player and then streamed via cable to the home. I worked in mobile telecommunications and tested the first voice-activated dialing features, something that was revolutionary at the time, but now is so common, my 95-year-old mom can turn on the light in her room by asking Alexa to do it. Despite the advances in technology that have contributed to our lifestyles, not everyone is on board. A year ago, my father-in-law broke down and got a smartphone because he needed to have an app to control his hearing aids. But don't bother calling him on that number because the phone is always turned off. We've tried to show him how he can use an app like Google Maps for driving directions, and his usual response is, "Why would I want to do that when I can look it up on my computer and print off a map before I go?" He likes the way he's always done it, so don't bother telling him that there may be a better way. As much as I worked on the forefront of technological advances, I must admit that I'm getting to be more and more like my father-in-law. Every day I hear of new apps that have gained popularity and I wonder, why would I ever want to do that? I am comfortable in the way I've always done things, and I see no need for change. Sometimes the technology solves a problem I don't have, like a dating app. But other times, maybe most of the time, I'm so convinced I know all I need to know. I'm not open to learning a better way. And then my kids come home and reveal to me what I've been missing. At work, we should always seek a better way. It's called continuous improvement. I've led a lot of teams through process improvement, and these efforts were generally interventions to address cost, time, or quality issues, and focused on eliminating non-value-added steps to achieve breakthrough improvement. But total quality also involves a process for incremental improvement over time. The Institute of Quality Assurance defined continuous improvement as a gradual, never-ending change, which is focused on increasing the effectiveness and/or efficiency of an organization to fulfill its policy and objectives. It's not limited to quality initiatives. Improvement in business strategy, business results, customer, employee, and supplier relationships can be subject to continuous improvement. Put simply, it means getting better all the time. So what does this have to do with Sunday's readings? In our gospel, Jesus said, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike." In his day, the wise and the learned were the scribes and the Pharisees who rejected Jesus' preaching and the significance of his mighty deeds. To accept him and his teaching, they would have to admit that there might be a better way. But the childlike, on the other hand, were open to him and listened to his word. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." He invites us to learn a better way. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." In his day, those who labored and were burdened by the law as expounded by the scribes and Pharisees. In place of the yoke of the law that was complicated by scribal interpretation, Jesus invites the burdened to take the yoke of obedience to his word, under which they will find rest. But those wise and learned who thought they knew it all and preferred the way they'd always done things rejected him and the better way. In our day, the wise and the learned are those of us who let pride and arrogance prevent us from being open to Jesus as the King of our lives. In our secular world, we have replaced the scribes and the Pharisees with the Joneses and the Kardashians. There's a whole new set of expectations for how to live. We become obsessed with what we have, how we look, and who we know. Like it or not, we are all slaves to something. We define ourselves by whatever that is and have an insatiable desire for more and more. It is a heavy burden that has led us to working longer hours and carrying greater amounts of debt, and all the while has failed to satisfy. St. Augustine wrote, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds its rest in you." Our hearts are restless, pursuing things of the flesh, material things, possessions, power, pleasure, and fame. You know it, and I know it. But there is a better way. Our second reading tells us that the better way is living by the Spirit, not according to the flesh. And our gospel tells us to take his yoke and learn from him. Let him be the Lord of our lives, and he will give us rest. Are you letting Jesus be the Lord of your life, or are you holding on to your burdens? What economic, physical, social, or emotional anxiety is weighing you down? Are you submitting to Jesus' yoke and allowing him to rule every part of your life, or are you holding back when it comes to your work, family, friendships, or fun? Let's face it, we all need to work at getting better all the time. Perhaps a little personal improvement process is in order. Every total quality manager knows that you have to get to the root cause of a problem if you want to make lasting change. The same is true of our personal lives. To discover what we are stubbornly holding on to, because it is how we've always done it, periodically it's good to make a retreat so we can step back and reflect on the root cause of our problems in order to reevaluate and make breakthrough changes. Every total quality manager also knows that if you don't measure it, you can't manage it. If you aren't self-aware, you can't make the changes you need to overcome what's weighing you down. So we also need to take a daily measure by doing an examination of conscience and frequently receiving the sacrament of reconciliation if we want to make those small, incremental improvements that will allow us to become, as Matthew Kelly says, the best versions of ourselves. And that's what God's dream for us is too, to be the best version of ourselves, nothing more and nothing less. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to guide us this week as we seek the better way. Lord, we pray that you would move the Spirit more boldly in our lives. We know that when we seek things of the flesh, it diminishes the voice of the Spirit in our lives. Help us to crave you more than things of this world. Help us to continually grow more childlike, learn from you, and walk with your yoke upon us so that we may become all that you have made us to be. And may God bless you abundantly this week, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. You can forward, share, or click to post on our website at byyourlife.com. And you can also check out the resources page where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in other episodes of By Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback by leaving a comment.
BritBox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.com. .app/breadbox